The Boulevard of the Allies was supposed to honor war heroes.
I noticed the pillars with the eagles on top as if they had started something, but it never got completed.
Listener Bill Gasson of Squirrel Hill wanted us to find out more. For our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis uncovered that it didn't quite work out that way.
The boulevard starts here, at the Golden Triangle downtown. Behind me and a little to my left is Point State Park, and in front of me, I see the hustle and bustle of downtown. A few blocks east, the boulevard lifts off at the intersection of Grant Street. The entrance to the ramp is flanked by two large stony eagles that sit on pillars. After leaving downtown, the boulevard runs along the Monongahela River, hugging the cliffside and giving drivers a spectacular, if slightly scary, view of the south side. In the lane furthest to the right, you might think that you're going to fall right off the edge. The boulevard then veers safely into Oakland and comes to an end here, in Schenley Park. Altogether, it's about 3.5 miles long. Before we dive into the truth behind the statues, let's look at why the boulevard was constructed. In the late 1800s, Pittsburgh had an extensive streetcar network. Dozens of transit companies operated hundreds of trolleys. Things got even more complicated when automobiles hit the streets in the early 1900s, because the major crosstown roads, like Forbes and Center Avenues, were filled with trolleys. So in 1913, Pittsburgh City Council proposed a new street to get people from the East End to downtown, one made only for cars.
This was sort of the modern automobile age answer to Pittsburgh's trolley-clogged streets, the Boulevard of the Allies.
That's Western Pennsylvania historian Brian Butko. He says the idea was proposed as Monongahela Boulevard. In 1917, the county's road commissioner is quoted as saying,
"I know of no improvement so badly needed in the city of Pittsburgh as the Monongahela Boulevard."
Butko says after World War I ended and before construction began, Councilor Robert Garland said, "Why not name it the Boulevard of the Allies?"
He was pretty progressive for his time. He wanted to honor both the men and women who had served.
The U.S.'s allies during World War I included Great Britain, France, and Italy. Building the road was a major engineering feat. The original project was just short of 2 miles long and used 300,000 pounds of steel in retaining walls and over 29,000 tons of steel for the viaducts or supports that raise the road. Remember, a good portion of the road hangs cliffside, so it needed lots of reinforcement. According to the book Pittsburgh, The Story of an American City, the estimated cost of the boulevard in 1922 was $1.6 million per mile, which would be almost $24 million today. Those statues of Allied commanders our listener asked about, Butko says they were proposed by a different city councilor.
He wanted statues of the war heroes from the different countries, and that never came to fruition. All that ever happened there, the eagles at the entrance to the ramp.
According to a newspaper article from 1921, the final plans for the boulevard had space reserved for statues and memorials at different points. The article notes the Department of Public Works took suggestions for names of Pittsburghers who died in World War I to be honored on tablets along the road, but it never happened. 2 decades later, another article says Garland, the councilor who advocated for the street, said Pittsburgh had failed in the construction of the war monuments, but still had the opportunity to include icons from both the First and Second World Wars. Although these ideas never came to life, the Boulevard of the Allies has the name to prove it was intended to honor those who served. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.